As the holiday season approaches, it seems the scam artists are working overtime to get your money. According to Lieutenant Tom Farmer of the Yancey County Sheriff's Department, the most recent scam that has cost citizens the most money is eBay fraud. Citizens will surf the internet and see an advertised item for sale. They will advance large sums of money to a post office box and never receive the product they thought they had purchased in good faith. Another internet scam goes like this. The victim is selling an item on the internet. A buyer sends an email that he wants to buy the item. The buyer says he will pay with a cashier's check from a bank. At the last minute, the buyer has some plausible story about why the cashier's check will be much more than the asking price, even thousands more. The buyer then suggests, just wire the difference back to me, after the cashier's check clears, of course. The victim thinks the cashier's check must be good when it's accepted by their bank and the funds are provided, but in a week or so, the check turns out to be counterfeit. Unfortunately, often the victim has already wired thousands of dollars to the buyer, never to be seen again. And because it's a forgery, the financial institution will require the victim to pay back all the funds provided for the phony check. Lieutenant Farmer says always make sure the check is valid, look the financial institution up in the book or online, then call to verify funds. Don't rely on the phone number printed on the check. Don't be in a hurry to spend the cash you receive. Avoid immediate shipping of the item. And if someone sends you more money than you ask for, that should be a red flag. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.